ETFs reached $3.5 trillion in assets globally at the end of 2016. Imagine that number jumping to $25 trillion by the end of 2025. That's a projection from State Street Global Advisors. Here's Jim Ross, chairman of the global SPDR business at SSGA.
We literally looked at some of the historical growth trends where ETFs have, you know, shown a history of literally doubling every 3 years for a persistent period of time now.
At the Inside ETFs conference in Hollywood, Florida, Ross discussed the trends that will fuel the growth of ETFs globally.
We see some of the global trends in growth, you know, in Europe, in Asia Pacific, and just the growing amount of people around the globe that are significantly larger than the U.S. When you think of what's going on in China and the number of people in China. So I think we see the dynamics globally as being one of those trends that's probably untapped or very less tapped today.
Ross says there are other areas that will contribute to the global growth of ETFs.
The advent of active ETFs and the potential for non-transparent ETFs, insurance separate accounts. I mean, insurance companies today in their general account own 0.2% in ETFs. And it's a $6 trillion marketplace. So I think we see a lot of opportunity in that. And can I tell you which one of those specifically are going to get to that number? Absolutely not. Can I tell you that I think I see enough growth trends in all of them, including the existing financial advisor space, institutional space, and use cases that I believe we can hit that number?
That number again? Ross says SSGA projects $25 trillion in global ETF assets by the end of 2025. At the Inside ETFs conference, I'm Catherine Cowdery, Bloomberg Radio.